The Go Radio Business Show with Hunter and Hawkey.
Tom, we've got a special guest this morning.
Yes.
Andy Tate from Sallyport Finance. Andy, good morning.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Andy, it's lovely to see you. And I think you're going to educate our listeners this morning about invoice financing. Now, that's something that I've never used, but did it used to be called factoring?
Yes.
Is it still called factoring?
Yeah, I'll try my best to explain it. Yes, so it's factoring was the original name for invoice finance.
Right.
And it's kind of morphed over the years into different products. But yeah, fundamentally, it's the same product.
Right.
We're advancing monies against invoices.
So if you're trying to help our listeners this morning about different forms of finance in their business, who's this targeted at? Who would really benefit from this, Andy?
Yeah, so small businesses. So the range, usually new starts, if they're projecting around 200,000 turnover or more, it works. And really, the sky's the limit in terms of how this product can be used. It's for businesses trading with other businesses on credit terms. So it's not any use for consumers. So it's purely for businesses. Shall I explain
please.
The best ways to explain an example?
Well, I understand that I deal with, but please,
right,
for Tom.
Yes.
And
yeah,
your listeners.
Okay. For the hard of thinking here, just
not for people who've never had de facto.
Yeah. So if you take a recruitment company that's.
Yes.
So this is a typical example where you have temporary wages being paid out on a weekly basis, but you're having to wait 60 days, sometimes longer, to be paid by your customers.
Your customer.
That's
right.
A massive cash flow gap to try and fill.
Yep.
So companies, if you know, for your typical small business that doesn't have lots of money behind it, that's really challenging.
Yep.
So invoice finance can come along. The invoices are raised on a Monday, and we can advance 80, 85% against those invoices on the Tuesday.
So you're taking a credit risk on the customer.
Exactly.
Is going to pay.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And you're taking a fee for that.
We take a fee for that, and we credit check the customers to make sure that the risk that we're taking is sensible, and we can also add some value to the clients themselves, obviously, and make sure they understand the risks they're taking are sensible.
Right, okay. And how did you get into this?
I started my career in banking a long time ago, but banking didn't suit me.
Right.
Very quickly realised that. Too bureaucratic for me anyway. So I moved into invoice finance with a company called Alex Lawry. So it was Alex Lawry Factors, it was called in those days.
Okay.
And so had a really good, great career with them. Moved down to Leeds, set up a new department, which was a internet-based product when WWW meant World Wide Weight. Yeah, do you remember that?
Oh, right.
Yes.
So from there, I started off with three of us, started off Bibby Financial Services in Scotland from scratch. So,
right.
So we kicked off that business as part of a wider group and grew it really well. So I was in it for 15 years or so. Took a bit of a break. So I got involved in business turnaround work and also ended up in the funeral sector. I did a management buyout of a business in the funeral sector. So fascinating kind of experience that, but that's for another day. and then the opportunity I was looking to do something back in Scotland because I was traveling all the time. And so looking for a backer to set up a brand new invoice finance company in Scotland. And that's where Sallyport has come from. We've got backing from a Texas investor.
Texas,
yeah.
Wow.
Just through contacts. We're just finished our first year.
If any listener is thinking, right, I've got a hole in my cash flow. I'm paying out on a weekly basis, but I'm waiting 60 days from my customer. How do they get in contact with you?
Well, they can look us up on our website, you know, sallyportcf.co.uk. The details are all there. There's the UK finance industry as well. So there's a UK finance website. You can see all of the providers because obviously we've got plenty of competition out there.
Oh, I see.
It's a big industry. There's around 20 billion a month of invoices are factored through this type of product. So it's a big industry.
I'm probably a billion of that.
So
let me tell you a story, interesting story. Many, many years ago, when we first started off with some of our bigger customers, that we're obviously a people business, so we were recruiting people on behalf of them, the point that you made. So we're really a recruitment company. So somebody needed 6,000 cleaners, they came to us and we got that. But I made it quite clear to our big customers, if we're going to do this, then we have to get paid, you know, timely, right? Because we couldn't finance paying 6,000 people.
Sure.
So it was great. But to be fair, all our big customers and people didn't believe us when you used to tell them, but I used to get paid up front.
Wow.
So I used to get paid 7 days before I had to pay the people, and that worked for years and years and years.
Yeah.
But interestingly, one of my big customers, a huge customer, when we started doing more and more projects with them, it meant it was more capital intense for us. So yeah. We were having to find millions each month. And my guys came to me and said to me, you know, we're a wee bit short in cash, and what happened was, as usual, we're getting busier and busier, so we're using more and more cash. Yeah. So they said to me, what about factoring? And they explained to me how it worked. You know, invoices we'd get paid beforehand, and it probably cost us about 0.7% of our margin, if I remember, yeah, back then, Andy. And I remember going away all weekend and thinking about it all weekend and coming back Monday and saying to my guys, no, we need to fight our way through this, because they will think that we're a small company and we can't afford to be dealing with them. And we managed to, right? So wind forward 20 years,
mm-hmm,
and this company is huge, billions in the bank, and they came to us and asked us to factor.
They asked you?
They asked me to factor, goodness, right?
Well, it obviously works, right? Then.
So, but the problem is, Tom, you know what happens with these big beasts in retail, and by the way, you need to swallow the 0.7.
Yes.
So it didn't cost them a penny,
mm-hmm, no,
but they didn't need to pay me for 3 months, right? And then it was costing me. My question, Andy, to you is that obviously been dealing with factoring or finance leasing, when you're talking about being out there for smaller companies, I would imagine that a lot of their customers will not pass the test for you for the risk.
Well, I mean, that's a fascinating one, because so if I had my banking hat on from those days, I would totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Because the banks generally are very risk averse about small companies. Key thing for us, Willie, is the debt itself.
Yeah.
So as long as the debt, so the invoice is collectible, yeah, then that's where our security sits.
Right.
So we can take a risk on brand new start companies. We can take a risk on companies that have cash flow challenges.
So you're a bit more entrepreneurial.
And that's the nature of.
But you're a bit more mezzanine when it comes to charging.
I hate the word mezzanine.
You're a banker.
I don't even know what it means, to be honest.
No, I know what it means. Rip off. That's what it means. Right.
I mean, it sounds, well, it's because we know and we preach it on the show, cash flow is everything.
It is.
I still start the West Coast Capital board meeting, which I'm going to do on Monday, start with the cash flow. Oh, yeah. And therefore, if this helps, then we're all for it.
100%. No, 100%. We've said that in the past. Most businesses go bust because of cash flow, not because of bad business. So this is something I hope all the listeners, all small businesses are listening here, and it's something definitely to find out about and find more. As long as it's not killing your margin and you can factor that in with the customer, I think it's a great facility.
So, Andy, good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Keep in touch with the show. Let us know how it's going.
Yeah.
And any listeners out there, you let us know how you get on with Andy when you try and get business.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it.
The Go Radio Business Show with Hunter and Hockey. Hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and never miss an episode. Go.